KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic. 3/100ths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours. Messina reports just over 3/10ths of an inch at 31/100ths. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, a high of 54. Wind advisories are also in effect for a portion of the listening area. Wind advisory in effect from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, firefighters from Atlantic were called to a reported vehicle on fire on Interstate 80 this morning. The call about a brake line fire on a tractor trailer came in just after 6 a.m. The vehicle was located on I-80 eastbound at the 56-mile marker. A Cass County deputy arriving on the scene reported no fire, but the line was smoldering. There were no injuries reported. And an ember from a torch used to cut steel beams was the apparent cause of a fire that ignited several bales of hay Tuesday afternoon just now north of downtown Atlantic. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said firefighters were called to 101 Chestnut Street at around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday. The crews brought the fire under control before the flames could spread to nearby county-owned storage buildings. The still smoldering bales were brought from the scene to the compost pile a short while later, and crews left the original scene at around 3:20 and then proceeded to the compost pile to soak the bales with more water in an effort to prevent the rekindling. There were no injuries reported. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning for allegedly violating a valid order of protection. 25-year-old Michael David Jones of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2 a.m. in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. Jones was being held by Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 cash bond. The pretrial conference for a man charged in connection with a May 2015 fatal crash in Cass County was rescheduled this week to 10 a.m. April 20th at the Shelby County Courthouse. The trial for 50-year-old Paul W. Marshall of Modale has been reset three times. Online court records show his trial, which was originally set for November 15th of 2015, is now set to take place April 26th in Shelby County. Marshall faces a charge of homicide by vehicle operating under the influence for the crash that took place at around 7 a.m. Saturday, May 16th, 2015, on Interstate 80 near the Marnie exit. The Iowa State Patrol said Marshall was driving a 2009 Dodge pickup westbound in the eastbound lanes of the interstate when the truck struck a 2009 Pontiac Vibe head-on. The crash killed 31-year-old Peter John Underwood of Lincoln, Nebraska, an assistant soccer coach for the University of Nebraska. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday three recent arrests. On Sunday, 24-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription. On Monday, 20-year-old Tyler Osborne of Atlantic was arrested for fifth-degree theft or shoplifting and public intoxication. And Tuesday, 23-year-old Jason Mark of Atlantic was arrested for criminal trespassing. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County on Monday arrested a Pottawatomie County man on a district court warrant for a probation violation. 20-year-old Russell Logan Barker of Council Bluffs was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he had remained held on $2,000 bond. A public hearing will be held this morning in Atlantic with regard to an amendment to the fiscal year 2016 Cass County budget. The meeting takes place shortly after the Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30. Following the hearing, the board will act on adopting the amendment and the fiscal year 2016 Iowa DOT Secondary Roads Department budget. In other business, the supervisors will act on approving a contract with Rasmussen Mechanical Services for a courthouse boiler and burner service or upgrades. And if a candidate is available, the board will act on the appointment of a Grove Township trustee to fill a vacancy term that ends December 31st of 2018. The supervisors will also hear a report from the Engineer Candidates Interview Committee with board action to follow. In February, Cass County Engineer Charles Marker announced that he would be retiring at the end of June. A committee has since received applications for his replacement and interviewed the finalists. And officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Megan Roberts State Farm have announced the nominees for this year's Young Professionals of Atlantic Awards. The awards will be presented during the third annual awards luncheon and dessert gala that begins at noon on April 29th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. The awards are designed to recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and within the community. The complete list of nominees and the categories for which they have been nominated can be found on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Ivo Wilwerding, age 80, of Westphalia, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ivo Wilwerding will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brad Charles Sheeter, age 53, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Brad Sheeter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. James Van Ginkle, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for James Van Ginkle will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard L. Anderson, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Anderson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joyce Ann Bates, age 80, of Carson, died March 29th. Funeral services for Joyce Bates will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. John Blaine, age 61, of Messina, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Blaine will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Roy Garvin, age 69, of Avoca, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Roy Garvin will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Evelyn Fay, age 91, who is formerly of Anita and Adair, died March 24th in Knoxville. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be on Friday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. And Daryl Mayberry, age 94, of Columbia, Missouri, died February 9th. Memorial services for Daryl Mayberry will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.